VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Abdel Al Jubeir says his country made a, quote, huge and grave mistake in the killing of dissident Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in its consulate in Istanbul earlier this month.
Individuals who did this outside the scope of their authority. There obviously was a tremendous mistake made, and what compounded the mistake was the attempt to try to cover up. That is unacceptable in any government. These things unfortunately happen. We want to make sure that those who are responsible are punished.
The foreign minister was on Fox News on Sunday, expressing his condolences to Khashoggi's family, but providing no new information on how the 59-year-old journalist was killed or what happened to his body, or if Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, the country's de facto leader, was involved. On Sunday, Senator Bob Corker, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, told CNN he believes bin Salman was involved. Voting continued for a second day Sunday in Afghanistan's first parliamentary election since 2010. More than 3 million people voted Saturday. There was violence both days and technical problems, but also long lines at some polling stations because so many people wanted to vote. Courageous. King Abdullah of Jordan says he has decided not to renew parts of a treaty with Israel. Two parts of the agreement allowed Israel to lease two small areas of farmland from Jordan for 25 years. The deadline for renewal is later this week. Sri Lanka's military says it will recall its commander leading a UN peacekeeping contingent in Mali after the UN asked him to be repatriated because of his poor human rights record. A spokesman said the army will comply with the UN request, but the army does not believe the officer is guilty of anything. This is VOA News. Large numbers of Central American migrants who'd been stopped by Mexican police on a bridge at the Guatemala border Saturday have now crossed into Mexico by swimming across the river and are once again on the march north. The caravan of thousands of marchers, mainly from Honduras, is headed to the U.S.-Mexico border.
Whenever a small gate opens to receive the Honduran migrants at this processing center on the Mexico-Guatemala border, there's a desperate crush of bodies that push forward in the heat. Some have even fainted. Mexico is giving out a small number of visitor visas, which in theory could allow some migrants to get to the U.S. border, something President Trump says he's ready to guard against.
I will seal off the border before they come into this country, and I'll bring out our military, not our reserves. I'll bring out our military.
Some migrants say they're fleeing gang violence. Others say they're in search of work. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.N. Refugee Agency says people fleeing persecution and violence have a right to international protection. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency does not question the sovereign right of any nation to control its borders, but it does say international law governs the way countries must behave toward refugees and asylum seekers. The UNHCR says it recognizes the arrival of thousands of Honduran migrants in the caravan at the U.S. borders will be overwhelming. But spokesman Charlie Yaxley says closing the border to the caravan is not a solution and will likely cause harm to those who have a legitimate fear for their lives.
At least 22 people were killed Sunday and 171 injured when one of Taiwan's newer, faster trains derailed on a curve along a popular weekend route. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
One Clemson University.
At least 22 people were killed in a train derailment on the popular coastal route. All of the train's 8 cars derailed and 5 of them flipped over. Local news reports say that as many as 30 people remained alive and trapped inside the carriages in northeastern Yilan County hours after the accident. China's top representative in Macau has died in a fall from his apartment building. Officials say 59-year-old Zheng Xiaosong was suffering from depression. He had assumed his post. Last month, he was a member of the ruling Communist Party's Central Committee. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.